The town of Ferrisburg is raising questions about the Act 250 process after a second deal to sell a town-owned parcel to a developer has fallen through. Andy Kirkaldi has been following the story for the Addison Independent, and he joins us now on the line. Thank you for speaking with us.
My pleasure, Peter.
This saga has been going on for decades, and we're talking about a parcel of land near the intersection of Routes 7 and 22A. The gas station chain Stewart's tried to develop it in the 90s, but withdrew, citing Act 250. Then most of the land was conserved and turned over to the town. And what is the most recent development proposal?
Well, auto dealer Tom Deniker of Deniker Chevrolet wanted to put a 17,000-square-foot dealership with a couple hundred parking places on it next to an Agency of Transportation park and ride lot. This parcel is right on the border of Vergennes, and this parcel of land is about 35 acres. It actually fronts on both Route 22A and Route 7. And Tom Deniker withdrew his application because of his frustration with the Act 250 process, and particularly with a new Act 250 criterion known as 9L, which the legislature passed this past session.
And what was it about 9L that made it difficult for him?
Well, 9L is designed to combat sprawl. Specifically, it says that an applicant must show that a project outside of an existing settlement will not contribute to strip development, or if it's confined to existing strip development, it incorporates infill and minimizes the characteristics of strip development. In the opinion of the Agency of Natural Resources, which submitted a six-page document in opposition, this parcel, this development would have created sprawl and the threat of future sprawl on the site. In the face of this opposition and some other opposition, including from the Addison County Regional Planning Commission, Mr. Deniker decided to withdraw his agreement, which would have been a $350,000 purchase of this parcel. Another developer was unable to find tenants and withdrew a couple years ago. This land has been on the market for about 4 years. The issue here, there are a couple things going on here. One is, you know, as this 9L may be written too broadly. Now, Representative Diane Lamphere from Vergennes, who also represents Ferrisburg, has been following this. And what she told me is what makes sense for Burlington, South Burlington, maybe Winooski, maybe doesn't fit so well in Ferrisburg. So there's a question that 9L, which combats sprawl, might work better in more densely populated areas, but could be written too restrictively for less dense areas, for more rural areas.
And describe for us what the site is like around this parcel of land.
Well, there's some controversy about this as well. The site is right across the street from it is a driving range. To the north of it is a church. To the west of it is the Agency of Transportation park and ride lot and a rail depot that was moved there by the agency that they hope someday will accommodate passengers again if they ever get the rail service to the west side of the state again. Just past that is the outskirt of Vergennes. Within a quarter mile, there's a Velco substation, a new police station. About a quarter mile south, there is a 40,000-square-foot country home products plant, other commercial development on North Main Street. It is less developed in the immediate surroundings to the, you know, to the east and north. But the A&R said that, and this is a quote, that right across the site from it is a large, from Route 7, is a large agricultural operation. That is not accurate. They also said that south of it, across from Route 22A, was a forested parcel. And, well, there are some woods there, but those woods surround this 40,000-square-foot plant. I don't know how you define forest, but a couple acres of woods around a warehouse and shipping facility is probably not a forest. They also said it was surrounded by agricultural lands, and by that they meant the rest of this 35-acre parcel, which is conserved. Well, the nearest farm to it is more than half a mile away, and it's not economically feasible for a farm to travel that far to try to deal with, they'll say, 30 acres, some of which is wetland, and try to farm it. So there are a lot of things about the A&R submission that folks in Ferrisburg felt were extremely inaccurate.
So what's next for the town of Ferrisburg? Will they continue to try to sell this land?
Well, they have relisted the land, and they're hoping to get it back on the back on the market for the same asking price as before. They hope to find a buyer. What was interesting about this particular buyer was it was approved by the city of Vergennes, which had agreed to extend sewer to it. And the city of Vergennes has been very reluctant to extend its sewer system to outside of its city limits, but felt that this was a good use. That was another problem with the ANR's submission, is that they felt that extending sewer would create sprawl. They're unaware that apparently that Vergennes has been historically reluctant to extend sewer, and that it would be extremely unlikely that it would go anywhere else up Route 7. Never mind that they were also said that if they put a dealership there, it would be likely to create other dealerships or big box retail when there is no big box retail in Vergennes, in Addison County. And there has not been another new car dealership in Addison County since the early 1980s. So, there are more questions about the ANR submission and whether the state is really sensitive and knowledgeable to local conditions. So as far as Ferrisburg goes, they just have to hope someone else comes along that is interested in this parcel, can find a use that is acceptable to the town and to that Vergennes is happy with.
Andy Kirkcaldy is a reporter for the Addison Independent. Andy, thank you very much for speaking with us.
I appreciate your call.